Trigger warning, suicide slash self-harm slash mental health. I have contemplated and attempted to end my life more times than I like to admit in my 24 years on this earth. I have been in that dark hole many times before when those dreaded thoughts cross your mind of, I can't keep doing this. They will be better without me. I've been here before, so I'll be here again, so what's the point? But despite the many times I've been there and thought those thoughts, I am alive today and I'm happy to be here. But what I realized quite recently is that when I was in that hole and thinking about being back there again, I never once thought, but I have made it out this hole before. I want this post to remind anyone who might come across this who feels like there is no hope and considering the end that your time is not now. So if I had ended my life, these are the things I would have missed. I would have missed surviving school and managing to not fail any GCSE, stopping self-harm, wearing my scars out, getting my first job despite daily panic attacks, getting a full-time job, making real friends who do care about me, going on holiday, meeting my boyfriend who is my best friend, going to Ed Sheeran, laughing so much with friends I nearly wee myself, going to Coco Bongos, still one of the best nights of my life, taking a 12-hour flight, 4x now, without having a panic attack, feeling true joy, happiness and genuine excitement for the future. I know you might be reading this thinking, well, good for you, but that could never be me, because if I was reading this one of the many times I felt like I had no hope, I would have said the same thing. And I understand that nothing in that list is a magic cure for mental health and life struggles, but you never know what is around the corner. I have been through a lot of trauma in my life, and a lot of it I am still dealing with, currently going through trauma therapy as I write this. I have known abuse, assault, bullying, death and more horror than I think anybody should have to go through, and knowing 1,000 go through far worse. But I do know that if I had listened to that thought in my head just one more time, or my attempt had worked even once, I would not be sat here writing this, and I wouldn't be able to share my stories in hope of helping others, and I wouldn't have any possibility in front of me. You can recover and you can feel joy and happiness again, and you are never alone, because in a world so large there will always be so many others who know how you feel and understand. Situations are never permanent, but suicide is, so please, if you are reading this and you are in that place I've been before, or you scrolling the internet looking for best ways to end your life, stop and contact one of the many resources below, or Google suicide support, even if you think it's a waste of time, because if you really think you're going to end your life, then you don't have anything to lose, so why not try? I have an Instagram page I set up to help others who struggle with mental health disorders as a safe space to feel understood, https://www.instagram.com/octanme/. And I have a YouTube channel, https://www.youtube.com/channel/usage1tsh0ud4brookstiefs. And I can also be reached via octanme@gmail.com. But please, if you do feel in any way that you can't go on right now, then reach out for help, fellow, because you deserve the help and the support, and you deserve a future. Samaritan's Hours, available 24 hours. Learn more, 116-123. https://www.samaritans.org/about-samaritans/research-policy/our-latest-work/question-mark-gclid=CJ0-KUJVO2-IF-ZARZL-3-ASKUP-2-OOF. GCR6JEP9_OZPFML3XM4MRBCGRNP5WINVHUKF1F1KAOKVAIL_WCD. https://www.meganmayerfoundation.org/suicide-UTM_source=Google and UTM_medium=CPC and UTM_campaign=suicide%20%20KLC and UTM_content=suicide.